I just realized we both got on white shirts.
Hey, you guys.
Happy Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Yes. We are here for Gone Do It Here. On Saturday. 35.
How you guys doing?
Yes.
How you doing? Hey, girl.
Please forgive me. I have to work a double tomorrow, so we're going to do this thing tonight.
Okay.
Ooh, not me, Lord.
Right. That the aroma.
Nah, that pepper and that chicken.
Oh, get it right. Okay.
Hey, Brent. We got on white tees, okay? So don't come for us.
Okay.
Because we know that's all you wear.
Period.
So today we are going to have our...
How was your week, first of all?
First of all, something is in my eye.
Look at all them curls.
Honey, who you telling?
All those quills.
About to take me out. Okay. My week has been about a five.
A five?
About a five. I done worked like a dog, then ate like a puberty child. And done slept about 10 hours the whole week.
The whole week.
Good. So, weekend been too good. Been a whole lot working, not a whole lot fun, whole lot school work.
And not a whole lot sleep.
So
you got to get some rest, though.
I am about 2 weeks.
Do you need to go see Dr.
Hey, Casey. No.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, my residents keep me on my toes, though. So I'm going to tell y'all a story.
Oh, God.
So I recently been having the back end of a haul. And I like it because, you know, it's really laid back. But I got these two residents. It's two old men. Well, it's an old man and it's like an older man. Mm-hmm. And they in the room together. So the younger one, he greedy, okay? Every 10 minutes, he asking for a snack. And then the other one, he ain't got but one good arm. And he always playing the harmonica with one hand. That's another story.
How do you play the harmonica?
That.
So how do he do the wah, wah,
he don't. Wah. He don't. It still sounds good. Don't keep me wrong. It still sounds good.
Okay.
But.
Sounds he impossible.
Listen. He only has one good hand. Okay. But he still be playing that thing. So don't come for him like that. Okay. Because he play me a song every morning.
He play your song every morning?
Every morning.
Okay.
He say, hey, baby doll, what you want me to play? I say, play
not
whatever.
A baby doll.
Mm-hmm. He always call me baby doll. Or he call me baby love sometimes. So, today, I got both of them up. Got them in a chair, got them situated. And whenever I get them up, because I know I'm going to be gone for a little while, I'd be like, do y'all want something to drink? Because they got a refrigerator that they share. So, of course, both of them being greedy, they talking about, yeah. So, one, he likes, the one that played the harmonica likes Diet Dr. Pepper. Okay. Not regular Dr. Pepper, Diet. So, he said, I ain't got no more Diet Dr. Peppers. I said, yes, you do. He told me, no, I don't. So, I pulled it out. I set it down on the table. I said, look at that. He told me, God told me.
Oh, God.
So, I get them straight, open their sodas and stuff. So, the greedy one, the younger one, gonna look at me come something. I want a snack. I said, you look like a snack. So, I go get them a snack. Got them some little Oreo cookie things. Come back, open them. You know what I'm saying? They eating. So, I go next door, do what I had to do with them. I come back by to throw my stuff in my little bin. He's talking about, hey, come here.
He want another pack.
I said, what you want? He's like, hand me that cookie off the floor. Oh, I said.
He eat that cookie off that floor.
I said, first of all, are you going to eat this cookie? He said, yeah, I'm going to eat it. I said, no. He's talking about, give me that cookie. I said, here. I said, you better say a prayer and blow. He's talking about, thank you, Jesus. And then wipes it on his pants. Okay? And then.
Oh, God.
Eats it, okay?
Oh, God.
So.
He missed the 5 second room.
Listen, okay, God, I know it's been down there about 10 minutes because that's how long I was in that room. So.
Oh, my God.
I was like, so when I got him dressed, I put him red on. So he had a red hat. He told me, give me my red hat. So I looked down after I had him give him this dirty cookie. And the hat is laying on the floor. And I said, you worry about that dirty cookie, but you ain't worry about this little raggedy hat you was fussing me about.
Right.
So, he comes home. Mm-hmm. While he's chewing. So his roommate looks at me and say, he can't eat the hat.
Right.
I said, you right about that.
True statement.
He's talking about he can't eat the hat. He's sitting over there mad, just chewing, because he know he right. Like, bruh, you was greedy.
That's funny.
Honey, they had me on my toes. And then my other resident across the hall from them, he always be messing with me. So he calls me his daughter. So the day, what's the day? Today's Saturday. So Monday, I tell him I was getting, I had told him a couple of weeks ago that I was getting married, but I think he thought I was joking. Uh-huh. So I was like, I'm getting married in 20 days. I was like, what you gonna buy me? Like that, right? Uh-huh. He was like, are you for real? I was like, yes, I'm for real. He was like, I thought you was playing. So I got him dressed and everything. So when I was getting ready to leave, he told me he said, can I order pizza? And I said, yeah. I said, you can order it. They'll just bring it back here to you after they wipe the container and stuff off. Uh-huh. And he was like, I'm gonna order some pizza. And I was like, you for real? He was like, yeah, I'm going to order y'all some pizza so y'all can eat pizza for lunch. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look at you being sweet. So he was like, what time you go to lunch? And I was like, I usually go about 1 o'clock. I was like, but if you going to buy pizza, I'm going to go to lunch whenever the pizza get here.
Right.
So he was like, I'm going to order about 12 o'clock. So I was like, okay. So then I went to think about that thing. And I was like, that might take a while. That might not get here till 2. I was like, how about you do this? Order that pizza at about 11:30.
Right.
5.
That way to get here about 12:30.
Okay.
Right.
He was like, okay. He was like, well, I'm gonna order, and when I order, you know, he was like, come back by here at 11:30. So of course I got hung up with my little blind lady. She mm-hmm. takes forever. So I'm trying to do 3 things at once with 2 hands. So I go in his room and he was like, I don't order the pizza, it's gonna be here at 12 o'clock, and it was like 11:45. I was like, bro, alright, I'm coming. I'm walking around with pizza in one hand. I'm trying to hand out trays.
I'm
trying to drink my Coke. Listen, today was hectic, but it was good. Because when I tell y'all, that pizza was smacking. He was like, around about 1:30, you're going to be wore out or something. You're going to be lazy. I don't know what. I said, 1:30. I said, you mean 1 o'clock.
Right.
Ain't going to take no 1:30. I went back in his room. So when he, like, right when he got the pizza delivered, the trays came out, and they had, like, baked chicken or something today. So I took the top off. He's talking, what we got? He's talking, some bullshit. I said,
oh, God.
I said, well, you got pizza right here. So he was like, put me 2 pieces up there. Because he wasn't going to eat none because he bought it for us. I was like, you bought this pizza. You're going to eat more than 1 piece. You know what I'm saying? So I put 2 pieces up there. I go finish handing out trays. I had to feed my people. So I go start picking up trays to take it back to the dining room. I walk in his room, he like this.
That salt.
I said, I walked up to him, I said, hey, it ain't 1:30 yet.
Right.
That's like, well, buddy, man, he said, ooh, Jesus.
No, that's right. That salt, man.
He said, like, every time I eat pizza, I do that. That salt
and that cheese.
Uh-huh. And it was good,
right
too.
To sleep, boy.
That pizza was hot. I said, this about to be my boss.
Okay.
He told me something, you might as well eat it, because I ain't going to eat the rest of it. Boy, I ate about 4 pieces. Was a fat up pee today, you hear me?
Lord God.
I said, you know what? I showed him thing. He told me, you welcome. He told me something. I said, you might as well go and close that box. He told me something, ain't nobody else going to eat. I said, if they eat, they ain't getting none of this.
What you thought? You tried it.
Okay.
You tried it.
So, anyhow, how was your week?
My week was good. The girl I work with, she left Wednesday. So she was going Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Hey, Penelope.
So, hey, Pee-Pee.
Hey, Mama Sally.
Hey, Sally Ann. And so, she was gone. She was gone Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So, I was up front by myself. And so, it was lovely.
Okay.
I ain't had to really talk to nobody.
Please,
you know,
ain't got to be nobody's face.
Right. So, it was good. It was all right. It was, so I rate my week with an 8.
Mine was 5.
Yeah, I rated it 8.
And yep. Still a bit. And I got to work 16 hours tomorrow. I don't know why I do this to myself.
You yes, done all your homework?
All of it that I got to do today, yeah.
Okay. So you don't have to do nothing tomorrow?
Mm-mm. I set it up so I can around my schedule.
Okay. So what we eating? What recipe we got?
Okay, so our recipe for this weekend, today's Saturday, so y'all can still make this tomorrow. It's called pineapple pulled pork sandwiches. Woo Lord.
That sounds
good. Don't it? She talking about not today. We ain't gonna wear it tomorrow. Send me a picture.
Right.
So it serves 10, it has 10 servings. The preparation time is 25.
That's a lot.
Okay.
How much meat is needed?
Listen, 5 of them is gonna be mine.
Jesus.
It says prep time is 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. Cook time is 4 hours because you're doing it in a slow cooker. But if you put it on high, it's probably gonna be 2. And then it has 593 calories. That's a little high, but you know, I'll eat all of them, so it's okay.
For a sandwich, this, but it is what it is sometimes.
I'm going to eat all of them, so that five, don't worry about that 593. That's going to be me.
Everything ain't going to be low calorie, I can tell you that.
Okay. I don't want nothing low calorie. Low calorie ain't good. Anyhow.
Anyway.
So what you're going to need for your ingredients is a 4-pound pork shoulder or butt. Cut into 3/4-inch pieces.
I always use a butt.
We ain't cutting nothing. You just gonna slap it right on there.
Yeah,
because
if you cook it long enough, it's gonna pull apart.
Right,
because
it's called
pull apart.
Okay, pull apart pork. Right. Okay, so whole 4-pound butt in the crock pot. So then you're gonna do 20 ounces of canned crushed pineapples, or mama do the rings sometimes, you know what she doing. Y'all. I'm so ready for Thanksgiving. Have mercy. 2 tablespoons of soy sauce. I had something else, but we use soy sauce because it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
2 tablespoons of chili powder.
Mm-hmm.
1 tablespoon of garlic powder. A little more if you like the garlic taste.
Yes.
2 jalapenos minced. Not for me. Mm-mm. Not for me.
Skip. That's optional.
Yeah, that's very optional.
The lime juice too. Optional.
Nah, I probably will use it. 4 garlic cloves minced. Yeah, y'all already know. Get it in the jar.
Yep.
2 limes juiced.
Mm.
3/4 onion, red or yellow, minced. Or you use onion flakes, the dried ones.
Minced onions.
2 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, or just shake until you feel
your
good about it.
Your spirit say stop it.
barbecue sauce for your sandwich and cilantro. I probably wouldn't do the cilantro, but that's just me.
I do not like the taste of that stuff.
I don't either. Not even on tacos.
I don't either.
It says caramelized pineapples, 1/4 remaining onion, 1-inch pieces, and then 1 pineapple diced.
Mm-hmm.
3 tablespoons of brown sugar. Mm-hmm. So if you
want to caramelize that in the pan.
Yeah, that means make it all nice brown and sweet.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
So it says, in a slow cooker or crock pot.
Right.
Add all ingredients from pork to salt and pepper. Okay, so everything I just said, you're going to put in the crock pot all at once.
Okay.
Set slow cooker to high for 4 hours. Pork should be falling apart.
Yeah.
Using 2 forks, shred it.
Okay.
Then, it says use 2 forks, shred the pork in a pot, removing all large fat pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you might want to keep a little bit, but not all of it.
Yeah.
It says, then you stir around to absorb all the juice.
Mm-hmm.
It's just salt as needed.
Woo.
While the pork is cooking, set a skillet over medium heat. Add all ingredients for the caramelized pineapple and stir until sugar begins to melt. Stir often until pineapple begins to brown and onions begin to soften. About 8 to 10 minutes.
You better read.
Add water, a few tablespoons at a time, to deglaze the pan.
Jesus.
If needed.
Jesus.
Stir until all sides are golden. on a brioche or sweet Hawaiian bun.
Ooh, on that Hawaiian bun, baby.
Scoop the whole pot and put it on the bread.
Right.
Top with barbecue sauce and caramelized pineapples and cilantro and enjoy your fat sandwich, okay?
Baby.
So that there.
I just need some slaughter.
Is your, okay, do you hear me? And if I'm feeling fancy, a little bit of broccoli sauce. Y'all never had it. They sell it at Walmart in a little bag. Take it home, make it just like you do regular slaw, but it's got that.
Okay.
Girl, it'll change your life.
With some chimps.
Okay, look, little Lay's on the side.
Boy.
Maybe even a barbecue chip. Just make a little extra spicy.
Oof, loved.
That sounds good right there.
Don't it sound good?
That sounds good.
That just sounds good.
Try it.
Try it.
If you might like it. If you want a recipe, I'll screenshot for you, send to you.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're going to do our questions.
We're going to start with these or the bowl?
Oh, we could do the bowl. So we're going to do a conversation bowl. I had it on for my birthday weekend. All sucky ducky. Now you make another baby.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
Pass out, about to pass out.
She said use pineapple preserve. Ooh, I bet that'd be good, too.
Look at her. See, listen, Aunt Faye been holding out all these years.
Aunt Faye know how to cook. She Aunt just Faye don't like to.
Can probably burn a skillet. You hear me? And been going Taco Bell and Burger King KFC all these
her favorite
years.
Saying is, why the world I need to cook and everybody else cooking? KFC cooking, McDonald's cooking,
she
Hardee's cooking. Why I need to cook?
Pick a card. My question is you gonna make this pineapple dessert you talking about?
All right.
Cause Roof ain't doing nothing no more. Okay, we gonna let you know. She said
she buying baby clothes. That's about it, dog.
Okay.
She ain't cooking nothing though.
She ain't bought me no fur though. I don't do fur. Yes, you do.
And went right in the closet, put one
okay,
out.
Okay, put a whole rabbit coat out. I can't wear that, but that's nice.
Girl, bye.
But it wasn't hers. It was great, grandma.
Yeah. It don't matter. She still got it.
Okay. She's talking about she ain't got no fur.
Girl, goodbye.
Have mercy. She's talking about already done. Yes, Lord.
What?
Have mercy. Send me a jar.
Let me find out. Okay,
send me a jar. Right. I'm going to get it.
What?
Lord, I need a biscuit. Let me stop it up in the screen.
Oh, God. I'm not. Who reading first, me or you?
I'll go first.
Okay. What's your question, sir?
This says, if you could store only one food in your pocket, what would it be? Well, when I went to try on dresses, I tried on this satin it was an all-white satin dress.
She made me mad with this
And it
this
came
dress.
Off the shoulders, and this thing had pockets in, y'all. And I like to die. Do you mean I like to die?
And all she kept talking about was,
I can put some pretzels in the pockets during the service.
No, you can't. You have grease and salt and all that kind of stuff on them pockets.
Excuse me, if it's my dress and I bought it, I'm gonna put some pretzels. That's all she's pockets.
Talking about.
Okay.
She's talking about, she's talking about pork skins.
Hello, do you understand what I'm saying?
Your pocket's going to be crazy.
I'm going to even have a yelly sandwich for EJ.
I'm not.
But if I could put one thing in my pocket.
Only one.
Only one food. I want to say grapes so bad because they're the perfect pocket thing, you know what I'm saying?
Pocket size.
But at the same time, they
can smoosh.
Right, they can smoosh, they'll rot, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have to go with Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its? Okay, that's a good pocket snack.
Cheez-Its.
I probably would make my pocket snack.
Ooh, or them Pop-Tart. They make little mini-sized Pop-Tart. Now I'll put some them in there.
I don't like them. I don't like Pop-Tart. They're
salty.
So sweet.
Or put a little peanut. Put a little peanut in there.
Peanuts.
Little peanut.
I probably would make mine like a dry fruit.
If I like jelly beans, that would be good.
You know, I like dried apples.
Oh, yeah.
Like dried apples or dried strawberry. Like something like this. For a pocket snack.
Don't nobody want that.
I'm not.
You know what? I'm not coming to your house this weekend.
Sally said she gonna put cookies in her pocket.
See what I'm saying? Everybody gonna be in my pockets while you over there mad starving. Don't worry about it.
I ain't gonna be starving.
But we gonna be eating the whole thing.
Like
I'm gonna be feeding Curtis.
I'm
not. Babe, what you got in that pocket? Don't worry about it.
And look, speaking of pockets and snacks and things, for the longest time, every time we ever went anywhere, you know, me and the kids, I always had some type of snack in my pocketbook.
She carried a pocketbook just for snacks.
How old was Kayvon? No, it was you that asked for.
I sure did.
How old were you?
I was like 16, and?
Ma, you got a snack. I said, you 16 years old? What I look like carrying a snack around for you?
Listen, don't start something and then not keep it cool. I don't care. I could be 30.
She said, Mom, you got any snacks in your pocketbook?
And then she didn't have nothing. I was upset.
No, I do not.
You didn't have a meal.
You are 16. Why would I be carrying a snack around?
What you gonna do with feeding me?
She was so serious.
I'm talking about she would have her purse and then she would have a bag that had nothing but snacks in it.
Yeah.
Every time we left the house.
That was little then, though.
No, she did it. I was like 10 and 12 and she was still doing that.
But you was 10 and 12, but Kayvon wasn't there.
But I still got dibs on the bag.
Anyway, Anyway, my question say, what is the weirdest dream you ever had?
Chasing her hind parts in this grocery store.
I knew you was going
to
say.
From this thing trying to kill her. Yes, I
was
left
her. Was it a zombie or something? What was it, a zombie?
It was a demon.
A demon. Yeah.
I'm trying to save her. Then, y'all. We were in the grocery store. We were in the grocery store. And mama was walking around. Hey, cuz, mama was walking around shopping like she regularly did.
She talking about Leah still asking her. She 18.
Okay.
Tell Lily to buy her own
snack. Where is the snack? You going on protest. Because this is not right.
Tell her to go to the store and buy her own snack.
That same bag you used to bring to church. You need to keep it.
No.
So we in the grocery store. Mama shopping. I'm walking behind her. At the time, I was looking at my phone. Because she was doing the shopping and stuff. I was just there to put my 2 cents in.
As usual.
Right. So, something say, look up. And standing at the end of this road. Now, mommy is in front of me. Standing at the end of this road is a man in a black suit. And his face is toe from head to toe. I'm telling you, this man was ugly. I don't know where he came from. I don't know what he wanted. And I don't know what he saw when he looked at her. But his daggone attention was on her, and he takes off, and I'm talking about he full sprints down, and this daggone aisle was long as I don't know what. It was from one end of Walmart to the other. It was long, but when I tell you he took off in a full sprint towards my mama, he was gonna get her, and she, for some reason, she didn't see this man running to her. So I runs up to mama, and I said, run. Mama being mama. Why the hell
do I need to tell you why you need to run?
We was outside at grandma's house. This was then real life. We was outside at grandma's house. Grandma was having a yard sale. Dog, this was a German, full-grown German shepherd mixed with a husky. And he on his way over there where we at.
And I came.
And I told grandma, I said, grandma, get up right now. Grandma got up. I tell her, mom, get up. Why? Get up! Then I say, it's a dog coming. Oh, now she want
to
get hurt.
I didn't know. I thought she was trying to be funny.
Grandpa was outside with us. When I told grandma to get up, he looked. He said, Dion, get up. Then I said, mom, get up. She still talking about why. Grandma on the porch. She just now getting up. About to get eight.
Right, because I can't run. I got a messed
up
knee.
That's why I told her to get up when I told her to get up, because she still had time to get to the door before the dog got over there.
I did that one time, too. He was in the car. He was like, mom, get out. It was a spider or something.
Don't never leave.
I was like, why?
I'm always trying to protect her. Don't never leave. So this man come down this aisle, and I said, mom, I need you to turn around and run. And for some reason, I thought in this dream that she would be able to full sprint. But then I thought about it like as a reality, and in my reality, I was like, mama can't run. So I was like, mom, I need you to just
go walk as fast as you can.
Walk. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you need to move. Go to the car. And she's like, what? And I was like, mom, it's the man coming. You don't see this man. And she looks and she said, oh, my God. And she turns around and takes off running. And I was like, yes, she can run. So, when she starts to run, he takes up speed about 2 times faster. So, when he gets to the car, I take the car and I push it into him. Didn't do nothing. He jumps over the car. And when he jumps over the car, I punch him in his face. This man's face absorbed my hand. Okay? He runs. He looks at me like that was supposed to hurt.
Right.
And keeps running after mama. So she gets to the door and the door won't open. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? So this whole time, she running around away from this man. And I'm picking up everything I can find. I walk by a register and I snatch the register off of the thing and hit him with it. And it didn't do nothing. So finally, and the whole time all of this is going on, people is just shopping, paying for their groceries like ain't nothing going on. And he gets to that. She gets back to the door, and the door opens because somebody is coming in. Uh-huh. So when somebody comes in, she runs outside. I took the key. I unlocked the car. When she gets to the car, she gets into the car. When she got into the car, it was like she was in a safe zone and he couldn't get to her. So when he couldn't get to her, he turned around and he darted for me. When he darted for my ass, I took off. Okay? I went straight down the aisle where the cast iron skillets was, and I got two of them. And when he got close enough to me, I whacked his ass like this with these skillets. And it was like, if y'all seen Venom, you know how when the loud noise makes his skin crawl? Uh-huh. It was like that's what the skillets did. Like whatever the iron that the skillets was made out of made his skin melt.
Mm-mm.
And it made him weak. So when he got on his knees, I hit him one more time, knocked him out, and I went to the car, and then I woke up. I went in there, I said, next time I tell your ass to run, you better run. She said, what is she talking about? I said, don't worry about it. You just run. This one.
Hard headed.
Okay? I said, Mom, first run. Grade. She, why? Looking around.
Why?
Then if she would have seen the dog, she would have started panicking. Oh, my God. I told Grandma to run. EJ took off. Everybody took off.
But me.
But her.
I know.
Even Grandpa saw the dog when I saw it. And he started to back up, you know what I'm saying? So he didn't get Grandma excited. And he was like, Maddie, get up. And then he was like, Dion, get up. She's talking about what? Mom, get up. Lord Jesus.
Oh, God.
Don't listen.
Anyway.
Don't listen. What's your weirdest dream?
So I actually had two.
I had one.
This one was weird for me. So my uncle Troy, which is the oldest boy, mm-hmm. my mama's brother, he passed away. He was young when he passed away. I think he was like 43, something like that.
Right.
He was very young. So anyway, I had a dream that we were sitting in church. It was his funeral. We were all sitting in church. You know how you be mm-hmm. sitting. So we all sitting in the church at the funeral. The pastor calls all of the family up to the front. We all get up and go to the front and do like a semicircle around the casket.
Mm-hmm.
Now he laying in this casket.
Mm.
We in a semicircle around the casket. He gets up out of this casket and individually tells each one of us goodbye in a certain way. He whispered something in my ear, but
he
I don't.
Not have stepped my way.
But I don't remember. I can't remember for what the life said. Of me what he said. But I know when he got to me, he touched my hand, and he. You know how somebody whispered. You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Telling you right now. If that man would have touched me, I would have passed.
Individually
out.
Said goodbye to all of us.
My pantyhose would be right with him. He running down my leg.
After he said, you know, goodbye to the last person, he went, got back in the casket, laid back down like.
And I would have pushed that casket over, burned it.
And it seemed like that would have scared me, but it didn't scare me. And I remembered like the whole thing. Like when I woke up the next morning, I was like, I was like, that was kind of weird. So that was one. And then, you know, the other one, remember I tell you. So for people that really know me well, I can't eat late.
Mm-mm.
Like, I have to.
Does she eat after 6?
After 7 or like after 8 o'clock?
Late night.
That's over. Late for me. I can't eat. If I do, I have nightmares. So,
We ain't talking.
Yeah, like weird
stuff.
We
ain't
stuff.
Talking baby nightmares. We're right. Talking about nightmares.
So
I'm the same way.
So I had ate late one night and I was dreaming.
She looking at me though.
Anyway, shut up. And so it was a ghost in my house, a little girl. And so the house at the time that I lived in, it's Kayvon.
No. Oh, coming back there?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
It's Kayvon.
It might be Curtis.
Coming in the house?
Yeah.
How the hell he gonna get in here and the door was locked?
Oh, the back door? Oh, hell he got a key. Yeah. Oh, okay, never mind.
So.
Kayvon. Oh. Hey, I'm making
so sure. Anyway.
We was in the trailer.
We was in the trailer. You know, my room was on one end. Y'all room was on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was like, she was floating through the house.
The ghost.
The ghost. She was trying to get back there where y'all were at.
Listen to her now.
And I'm trying to keep her from getting, trying to keep her from getting back there. So, every time she got close to me, I would, oh. So I'm fighting all night. Like, me and this little girl, we just going at it. Like, so every time I got close to her, you know what I'm saying? I put a two-piece on her. You know what I'm saying? Look. And then she look at me like,
oh, I'm a ghost.
Right. Like, you ain't really touching me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the look that she gave me, like, lady, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? And she would float on a little further. And I would run in front of her again. I put another two-piece on her. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you can't go back to where my babies is at now. I don't care where you go in this house. But you can't go back here with my kids.
Mama, two-piece and invisible ghost.
Man, listen. All night long, I fought this little girl. This little girl ghost. Because I had ate something at like 9:30 at night. Knowing good and well, I cannot eat late.
Mama woke up and then she was like, I've been fighting all night.
I've been fighting all night long. You have no idea. I've been fighting, girl. Y'all better try Jesus. Don't try me because I fight. I throw hands. Like my man said, real talk. Mm. Shoot.
She ain't got no sense.
Who? Who? Can't go back there. You can go anywhere.
I gotta work tomorrow, Tracy, so we're doing it today. Spicing it up a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, the only other weird dream I had was about grandma telling me to go get that Ken out of the house.
Oh, tell me, grandma Pocahontas.
Nah, I'm gonna tell y'all what was weird, but it wasn't a dream.
Oh, yeah.
Mama think it was a dream, but it wasn't no daggone dream.
I don't think it was a dream. I think you were hallucinating.
How am I? I won't take no drugs.
You don't have to be taking drugs, baby, to hallucinate.
What shit?
No, you don't.
Y'all, this was in 2006. My grandma had died in January. It was around June. About 6 months after she had passed away.
You know what that far back was?
Yeah, it was. Grandma died in 2006.
I mean, I'm saying it wasn't that far apart from when you had it. This was a couple of days
afterwards.
Well,
it might have been. No,
yes,
was
it was. She had just passed away. We found out that she passed away, and you were in school a couple of days later when this happened.
Oh, maybe that was it. Anyhow, it was close. Yeah, it was the same year that she had passed away.
It was a few days after she found out.
I'm sitting in class, minding my business.
I'm sitting at work, minding mine.
Don't listen to her. I'm sitting in class, minding my business. It was after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And teacher, they're just talking. And I ain't heard nothing she said.
Which ain't unusual for you.
I was looking at the stuff she was writing on the board, mm-hmm. but I wasn't listening to what she was actually saying.
Okay.
So, I was writing down, taking little notes, minding my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up, mm-hmm. and grandma standing in front of me at the board.
Grandma okay? Daisy. Now, that's her daddy's mother.
Now, Dig was close. I was in the front row.
So she was close.
Okay.
Oh, I ain't know that part.
I was in the front row.
I ain't know you was in the front.
End, okay. So I could
reach out and touch. I didn't know you was that close.
Okay. So I said, in my mind, I said, what the hell?
I'm not.
I said, let me take these notes. This is not real. I was like, okay, I ain't gonna let it, because I always, whenever I was younger, when I used to like to watch scary movies and stuff, I always felt like if something that wanted to harm you felt that you was afraid of them, they would try you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't let it seem like I was scared. Freaking out or I was scared. But inside, honey,
you were screaming. I was like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, inside, that's how I felt. Oh, God. But I was just like, I looked at it and I was like, I had to take a double look. I was like, I started writing again. So as I'm writing, I said, okay, we're going to look up one more time. And she's still standing there. We're going to have to call mama.
Okay.
So, I'm taking my notes. I did this number.
Okay,
I didn't put my whole head
she
in.
She was still okay? Standing there because I got a phone call to leave from
and
work.
And she was standing there and she was smiling. And it creeped me out. Because if anybody know my grandma didn't always smile. She most of the time, she was frowning.
Yeah, she
didn't. Well, and not necessarily frowning, but she just had a stern face.
Yeah, she didn't smile a lot.
She didn't smile a lot.
She was sweet time, as ever.
Yeah,
but
the only time she smiled was when she was laughing.
Right.
And she had to be laughing, you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, she so, just wasn't a smiley type person.
So I said, okay. I got time today, so I put my pencil down. Like, what are we going to do here?
You tried it.
Okay? Because I'm reading. I already got all this built up anger because I'm already mad about how everything went down. And then you're going to be standing there smiling. Okay. So I sat there. I'm like, okay, so what's next? What we going to do? She take the marker and she starts writing names on the board.
Was it marker or chalk?
It was marker. It was marker. a race marker. And she started writing names, and it was like Grandpa, Dad, Lamont, mine. She wrote Daisy's name, and she wrote three other names.
That
and
you
I
said,
don't
you
have
don't know who they
no
were.
Idea who they were. And I know I see a lot of my family that I don't really recognize their name, but I recognize their face. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, okay, you a blend. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes, I'm Walter's granddaughter. You know, let's get this on with it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not good with names as far as they go because they have names and then they got names that they been called all their life that ain't their name. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? So, the last three names she wrote, I don't know who they were. And I can't remember if they were, what gender they were either. So, I said, what? I said, I need to go call my mama. She said, are you okay? I said, hell no. I need to go call my mama. She said, Gabby, what's wrong? I said, I need to go call my mama. Can I go or not? You know what? Don't matter. I packed my stuff. I went up to the front. The principal came. She said, why don't you walk out of class? I said, listen, if I tell you, you're
going
to put me in the crazy house.
Right.
I said, so let's just let me call my mama so I can tell her what happened. And she came and got my arm for us because I won't stand there. Right. I would have walked home that day. You hear me? And we lived out in the country.
Yeah.
And I would have walked to the house. Okay? Now,
I'm at work. Minding my business. Mom. I was like, oh, God.
I was distraught. Do you hear me?
I was like, what is wrong with you, girl?
It's all right. I said, Mom, you better come get me. I'm not playing. You better come get me.
I'm on the way.
I gotta go to the house.
I'm on the way, girl. Lord God, I'm on the way.
And then it took her forever to get there. And I sat there, kept trying to remember what them
I
names
was in Raleigh, Wanda.
I know, but I'm just saying it. It was a whole lot of time for me to think.
Like.
And I was sitting in the office. I wouldn't go back to the classroom. They was like, are you gonna go? No, sure I ain't. And I sat by the window, like the way the office was set up, it had like a big screen or big windows where the door was. And I kept sitting by that loop. I was freaked out, yo. I was freaked out.
Oh my God, I cannot with you.
But that was the weird alive and then the weird dead. Next time she better run, I ain't gonna say nothing.
Why?
Alright, so the first question that we got is, would you rather have all your clothes fit perfectly or have the most comfortable pillow blankets and sheets?
Oh, baby, give me that pillow and them blankets.
Do you hear me?
Oh, God.
Because half the time, my clothes ain't going to fit right nohow. And if they do, I still don't care. Give me that blanket. Because when I put my head on that pillow.
She said Aunt Neva and Granddaddy have visited her.
I think Aunt Neva been playing hide and go seek at my house.
I think she'd be at my house.
Do you? I don't ever feel at Grandma's house.
Tiana was looking at, you know how Grandma TV is.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why she leaning back like this. Puss. Look, look, like she looking behind the TV.
Neva would do something like that,
I
too.
I said, is there somebody over there playing peekaboo with you? Mm-hmm. I was like, it's her name, Neva James.
Okay.
And she really kept doing that. I'm like, what is she doing? I was like, what is she looking at?
I be at my house. And so, in my house, the stairs is right by the half bath. And when you sit down, you can see, you know, up to the top of the railing. Mm-hmm. And I'll be sitting there, and it'll be like, so this is the railing, and it'll be like somebody's doing like this.
Talking about she ironed some clothes with her. She better not come iron no damn clothes with me.
Okay. And then.
What? Say it again.
Aunt Neva ironed my clothes with me and then.
Oh, God.
You know what? Was the iron on? Because right. She did something like that. Or right. Her crazy self. But yeah, I think she be playing hide and go seek and like Chubbs, he'll go and if we're sitting, like we'll be sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. And he likes to lay on the back of the couch right here because mm-hmm. he can see out the front door and out the back door. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he'll look in the chair and he'll go and jump in the chair like somebody's sitting in it.
Like he jumping in their lap.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's Aunt Neva, because, you know, Aunt Neva had Thunder.
She liked dogs. Yeah,
so I feel like, and he probably don't even know who she is, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like that's who it is.
When she was alive. Why?
You know what?
You go iron somebody clothes and they got the clothes on.
Who, honey?
Thighs and legs be burned up.
Okay.
Sound like something she would do, though.
What's this? About November, Grandpa gonna come around and see me.
Really? Why November?
I don't know. That's when he comes.
That's when you notice it.
Because it's when it's cold out. I always crave ice cream sandwiches for about a week.
I ain't never really felt Granddaddy's presence.
I do. He comes see me every year, and I notice who it is.
Girl, he used to be like, when Grandma passed away, he be like, Gal, what you doing every afternoon? I ain't doing nothing, Granddaddy. You want to go with me up there to see see that girl?
Tell my grandma.
I said, yeah, I'll ride with you. We ride up there to Lucan. He walk across that field. Go over there with grandma at. He stand there a few minutes. And he come on back. He walk a little ways. He look back. He turn around. He come a little further. He look back.
I feel like I have a lot of traits that grandma had.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Because when I went to grandma's house the other day, and I was like, I said, you ain't got no fur. She's talking about, no, I ain't got no fur. She's talking about, mama had all the fur. I said, I wonder, is that where I get it from?
Probably.
Because you don't, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You don't really care for fur, but I love that crab, and I don't know why. I don't know where I got that from. But when she pulled that suit out and it had that fur around the collar, I said, that's my grandma right there. Because I would have rocked that.
She made that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she did. It was stitched perfectly.
Mm-hmm. That one she wearing in that picture right there, she made.
I wish she would hear she didn't make my own wedding dress.
I ain't never seen nobody make a suit and it look just as good as the suits and stuff that come out the store.
Imagine if she could have done stuff like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if
she could have, like, made stuff.
She did. You know
what I'm saying? But
she
I'm saying, like, big time.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Man, that would have been cool.
That was a survival skill. She had 12 children she had to make clothes for.
Y'all would have been wearing tube tops.
Right. Been wearing socks that come all the way up to your thigh, so you ain't got to have on nothing but some drawers and socks and a shirt.
Be looking like Captain Underpants in this movie.
You hear me? Yeah.
But yeah, okay, so back to the question. I would want a comfortable pillow blanket in sheets.
Honey, let me tell you something. So we went to this hotel one time, honey. They had that number bed. With those, what you call it, down
with number
comfort,
bed
with the down comforter.
I can't find pillow. I have Googled that hotel.
I have tried to find it.
I have Googled that hotel
so many times.
A thousand times and cannot find it.
Honey.
And it was right by the water, so I know it was expensive.
Baby.
But,
let me tell you something. I ain't never slept so good in all days of my life.
When we got in that room, all of us went to sleep. Do you hear me? And Kayvon and Nell, they weren't the type to like come home and take a nap. Neither were me and Mama. Mm-hmm. But when I tell you, me and Kayvon, because me and Kayvon shared a bed, and your Mama and Nell shared a bed. Mm-hmm. Kayvon laid down. He said, "Gabby, you feel that?" I said, "What is it?" He said, "The bed is moving." Mm-hmm. I said, 17. "I put the rabbit under them covers and found that remote." I said, "Mom." Yep. It's a three number bed. She said, no, it ain't. I said, find a remote. Ooh, I put that jumper on about 25.
I think mine was 20 something too.
And when I tell you that that's the best sleep I
have. She said she got her jelly in the jars.
Ooh, I'm coming to get some. That was the best sleep I have ever in my life.
I slept so hard. Listen, I went to sleep. Before I went to sleep, the room was full. When I woke up, it wasn't a soul in there but me and her. Everybody else was gone. That's how hard we were sleeping.
Okay, for real. Nell and Kayvon were gone. And I know we slept for a good 5 hours. And then when I tell you, I got up and went up for about maybe 3-4 hours.
Because it was dark when I woke up.
It was like, dark. When I woke up, it was 6 o'clock. So when you woke up, it was at least 7.
7 or 8.
And when I tell you, we didn't stay up for about maybe 2-3 hours. And I went back and slept a good another 8 hours.
For real.
Honey.
That was a good sleeping bed.
I'm telling you, if I had the money, I'd go get me one right now.
I wish I could get me one.
If you ain't never in your life slept in a bed.
You know, when you go to like a motel or, you know, when you sleep away from home, you don't sleep. You sleep as good as you do when you're in your own bed.
I slept better.
Devil is a lie. I ain't never slept so good.
I slept better in that bed than I did in my own. Do you hear me?
Oh my God. That was the best.
And the comforter and the pillow.
That was the best sleeping bed I have ever slept in. That was a good sleeping bed. But yeah, let me get them covers and that pillow right.
Okay.
Let me get that. That's what I want.
Okay, so our next question says, would you rather 5% of the population have telepathy or 5% of the population have telekinesis?
I don't know the difference between.
You know, we ain't gonna answer that.
I don't know the difference. Telepathic.
I don't either.
One is reading people's minds.
So, not everyone gets lucky, but you know, if everyone is a superhero, then no one.
I think one can read minds. I still
and
not
then
sure
one
about.
Is like it's like got superpowers or something. Mm. I don't know.
Next question.
Right. Okay. So this question says, would you rather be an unimportant character in the last movie you saw, mm-hmm. or an unimportant character in the last book you read? Well, I ain't read no books. So.
I don't read. It puts me to sleep.
And I don't care about being an unimportant character as long as I get that check when that movie is on.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how much you get for being a commercial? $10,000.
I can't read. It makes me sleepy.
Okay.
I'll be reading.
I used to could, but yeah, it makes me sleepy now too. I'll be reading.
If it ain't something short, dog, listen, okay. I'm not going to be able to hang. It's going to put me to sleep. It's going to put me to sleep.
Okay, so this question says, which celebrity do you think is the most down to earth? Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington. Michael B. Jordan is pretty down to earth. He seems to me.
You see him with that big old mustache on his face?
Yes.
I do not like it. I don't. It's got to be for a movie.
Yeah, probably. Jamie Foxx is very down to earth.
That fool crazy.
Okay.
You hear what you got said? Never mind. You going to go there?
We sure ain't.
I was like, what? Wait a minute.
I'm trying to think about anybody else.
Down to earth? I think Steve Harvey.
Yes.
Bernie Mac.
Yes. You know who else I think is down to earth? What's her name? The one that we like. The Tom.
And Tyler Perry.
Yeah, him too.
Who?
Leslie.
Oh, Leslie Jones.
That girl ain't
she's
got no
so
sense.
Crazy.
I'm pretty sure she's down
Leslie
to earth.
Jones. Leslie Jones.
You know she got a show coming out? It's called Shop Till You Drop or something like that.
You know she always be doing narration to the I think it's some kind of modeling show or something.
Tracy. I used to be an extra in TV show MASH.
Whatever.
Prove
you
it.
Wasn't even born then.
Prove it. Prove it, Cletus. Prove it.
Right.
This question said, what would be the worst thing to hear as you are going under anesthesia before heart surgery?
You might not make it.
Honestly, that wouldn't scare me. That wouldn't be the worst thing.
What else could be worse? They put you to sleep. They say count back from 10.
And they be like, you hit the lotto. And then I be like, oh, Lord, what if I don't make it to spend the money?
That's what I'm saying. You might not make it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, that's always a...
But they don't tell you that.
But you already know that. But if you tell me, you hit the lotto. You hit the lotto. You hit the lotto. But oh, you Lord, won't never, let me live to spend it.
You won't never spend it. That would be the worst thing.
Well, I'd be... Ooh, I'd be sick. You hear me? It'd be vomit all in that man. Y'all ain't got no sense. Don't play me no mind. This last question says, what's the spiciest thing you ever eaten? Wasabi.
I don't do spicy. It makes my tummy hurt.
They got that challenge out where people be eating that Dorito and it's covered in the spicy stuff.
Don't do it.
I'm not, but the spiciest thing I've ever
had. It ain't but one chip.
I know. The spiciest thing that I've ever had was wasabi. And when I tell y'all, it's nasty and spicy, that's just two bad combinations.
And you know, they give that stuff to their kids, too, when they be little.
I know. That's why they stomach liners be looking the way they do.
Ooh, I cannot, honey. She talking about you crazy.
I'm serious.
No, I don't do spicy.
Okay. This last question said, what's the most expensive thing you ever broken? A car. But I didn't break it. It broke down itself.
That I broke?
I'd be whipping a car. I ain't gonna lie.
That would probably be the only thing. But I wouldn't necessarily say I broke. Yeah, you did break it. Got the wreck on my van.
Oh, yeah, I did break the wreck. I got you some money out of it, though.
Yeah, you did. I still miss my van, though.
I swear I be seeing I roll by this.
We swear we be seeing it, too.
This little used car dealership, and I swear that was my blue car sitting out there. I said, is my dad going to stick on that car?
What blue car?
My Chevy that I had.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Because she was rattling when I turned her in, okay?
Yeah. I think it was because it's got that mechanism to do manual or stick.
You know what it was? It had a... It had a recall on that model car for the motor.
Because of that?
But you think it's
the motor is not supposed to do either or.
That one I got now, dude. That's how they make them now. That one I got out there.
I don't want now.
That's how they make them.
I don't want now, and if it ain't got no key.
Yeah, he told me, I think it was the next model of the one that I got now. It's Curtis. The next model of the one that I got now. He said it didn't have a key. Because that was what I told him. I said, look, I want something new, but I want something that got a key in it. And he was like, well, I got this one. Da, da, da. I was like, it better have a key.
For real? I don't want no car.
You tell about the rest of the deets after that.
Right.
Better have a key.
I don't want it if it ain't got no key. For real.
I told him, I said, pop that hood. He said, what you think? I'm going to sell you a...
pop.
What he say? He said something like, it's a new car. What you need to see the under the hood for? I said, because I want to.
Honey.
I said, I want to know how some stuff is ran under this thing.
Like where the oil stick, you know what I'm saying? Right,
like, that's the thing. Like, with my new car, I can't change the oil myself. I have to take it to the dealership or to, like, what's it called?
Quick lube or something,
like that. Somebody has to, professional has to change it. And then the spark plugs can't be replaced, they're electric. So.
Listen.
They making calls, so you got to trade that joke in when it messes.
Honey.
What's today? October.
The third. Yes. I think it's the third.
Nope. It's the second.
No. The second was Friday. Today's the third, babe.
It's the day third.
Yeah.
First Saturday of the month. Yep. So today is the third. Okay. Excuse me.
It's the third.
All right, so today is International Frugal Fun Day.
That sounds good.
Y'all, it was so nice today. It's always so nice when I have to work. When I don't have to work, it be raining. Or
me too. It always be raining. Every time I take off, it rain. Or either I'm doing something for someone else.
Today is National Boyfriend Day. Happy National Boyfriend Day, B.
Oh, Lord. Why he don't come inside?
Because he's smoking.
Oh.
You know, he don't like to smoke cigarettes in the house.
Yeah.
It is also Techies Day. So if you a tech
or technician,
and technician, you work on computers, cars, whatever. This your day. Your debut.
Okay.
Now this next one we ain't gonna acknowledge. Okay, we just gonna have a moment of silence and move on. Today is today is Virus Appreciation Day. Mm. Next. Today is also World Card Making Day.
Okay.
Ruth. Card? I know you got some cards laying around the house. Go on, sell them.
Like a gift card?
It just say World Card Making Day.
Okay.
Tomorrow is National Golf Day. Mm. It is also National Frappe Day. Now give me one. Look at God.
And when then, I tell you there was a line around the building today, I went to Rocky Mount. There was a line around the building at Starbucks. I was like, what? Is they giving coffee away?
Mm-hmm. It was yesterday was National Coffee Day. You got a free coffee if you went.
That was today though.
Well, I mean, it's Starbucks. People love Starbucks. Ever since the pandemic happened, a lot more people are eating Starbucks and stuff because they getting up early and stuff like that.
I ain't studying it.
I like it. It's good. But you know what? I don't go to Starbucks anymore. I haven't been to Starbucks in months. You know why? Because I go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a large coffee for $3 compared to going to Starbucks and spending $8.
$3?
And it's better. You
can buy a can of coffee for almost $3.
Yeah, but it just, I don't have the patience. I don't have the patience. But I take it back.
Coffee pot do
the only the reason, no. Because I got to put the coffee in there. Then I got to push the start button. Then when it finished, I got to turn it off.
So you can do two things.
Then I got to put it in the cup, put cream in it, and get it right.
Most of them got a timer on them that turn it off.
Mine don't. I need to get one. Mind your business.
If you going to do it, you might as well do it right.
Ooh, I don't like it. Y'all see what I do it.
I'm
just saying. October 4th is also Oktoberfest in Germany is...
Girl, we ain't in no Germany. Next one.
I don't get what it's... Anyhow, but it's Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest is Do Something Nice Day.
Oh.
I give homeless people dollars, so don't come for me.
Yeah, I do occasionally.
October 5th is World Teachers Day. Shout out to all the teachers.
Thank you, teachers.
Because I be wanting to strangle grown adults.
So. Honey, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that my two have finished school. And I ain't had to miss no work to be doing no classes online. And
yeah, the lady that hired me,
I just thank you.
Miss Rachel, the lady that hired me at my job, she had to go PRN so she could teach her kids.
That is a mess. Do you hear me? I'm so glad. And my grandbaby is only 5 months old, so praise the Lord, Father God. In 5 years, I hope this will be up with.
October 6th is Come and Take It Day. And Mad Hatter Day.
Mad Hatter.
And Physician Assistance Day. Don't y'all say nothing to me.
Physician's assistant.
I'm getting my LPN. You better be happy with it or hush. So that was all those.
Okay.
For October for this week.
She got the hotline over here. No, that's that. Because it's almost. It's just the last thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I hadn't even looked. Let me see. Oh, that's a good one. Let me see that pen.
See it?
Get my pen. Okay, so the inspirational quote for today says, "It's not the load that breaks you down. It's the way you carry it."
God, if that ain't true.
Let me read it one more time.
Read it again.
It's not the load
that
breaks you down.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way you carry it.
Hallelujah.
Lena Horn.
Let me know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Because, honey, this here.
You got to know how to maneuver that thing sometimes.
Going to school full time. Hey. I take care of home. Try to spend time with family. Boy. Holidays is coming up. I got 2 dogs.
It's a lot.
Honey. This girl going to look at me.
Just think about doing all that and have 2 babies.
No. See, what she don't get is when I get pregnant, she's quitting her job.
Who say?
She quitting her job.
Who paying my bills?
I will, because I ain't taking them to daycare.
Well, as long as you pay the bills, baby, we can do
You're going to have to move, too.
We can do this. I ain't no thing. You ain't said nothing but a word.
Shit. People kill me. How do you going to school? How do you manage to go to school full time and working full time? I don't. I don't have the time to do this. I am making time to do right. this. It's a difference.
Yeah.
I don't have the time. I don't want to go home and do this homework, but I do it because I know I got to get ahead in life. Stop asking me stupid stuff.
Right.
That's why I'm in school and you ain't.
You're right. You are crazy.
You get on my nerves.
Yeah.
I'm like, it ain't rocket science. You can do it. I complain it every day. Every day I complain. But I do it.
It's not easy.
That's what people want.